This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jim Wyatt is a senior writer for Titans Online. They got a big game tomorrow night in Smashville in the division against the Jags. And the way the Jaguars, I mean, they won last week 6-0, but let's face facts. They've been terrible this year. Their whole season has kind of imploded. There's talk about Marone getting fired, everything else. Wouldn't you think, Jim, thanks for coming on the bench, that the Titans need to take advantage of this and beat this team? They're still in it. They have a playoff shot. This is a big game for the Titans, and I don't think it means anything to Jacksonville.
Yeah, but the Titans would be dangerous to kind of have that line of thinking that this is going to be a pushover, it's going to be an easy win, because they've made that mistake a couple of times this year. Went to Buffalo and lost, you know, laid an egg at home against Baltimore earlier this season. Had two back-to-back bad games against the Colts and the Texans. So the Titans need to rise up and play well. This is a division opponent. It's always kind of a slugfest when these two teams play. Jacksonville knocked them out of the playoffs at the end of the 2016 season. So they'll be coming in here wanting to win and wanting to get a little bit of payback for some previous games. And so the Titans have to be ready for a fist fight tomorrow night.
Yeah, they beat them 9-6. The Titans won that game in Jacksonville. I'm just saying, I think they have to go win the game. I think that they have to play with a severe urgency. I honestly believe it's so crucial that they win the game. It's like their playoff lives depend on it. They cannot afford to lose to this team. They have to take that game tomorrow night. Like, it's got to be done.
I agree with you on that, and I'll be honest with you. I think the Titans are going to have to run the table to get in the playoffs, and that would get them to 10-6. Titans lose a game between now and the end of the season and finish at 9-7, they're going to be in trouble, because – look at the tiebreakers and some of the teams they'd be matched up against. You know, the Dolphins, they've lost to. They lost to the Colts, lost to the Chargers, lost to the Ravens. You know, the AFC record is not very good, and the head-to-head against some of these teams that they're lumped in with right now, they're not going to win some of those tiebreakers. So Titans have got to approach things, and players and coaches obviously taking this thing one game at a time. But when I look at it, you know, Titans are not going to win the AFC South. Their path to get into the playoffs is as a wild card, and they're going to need to get to 10 wins, I think, to get in.
So what did you think about the comeback against the Jets, at least?
Well, I was impressed. I wasn't impressed with the start, because it was ugly early. I was impressed with the resiliency, and I was impressed with the ability to kind of get off the mat and win that game late. Marcus Mariota has been a gamer in crunch time. He has 12 game-winning drives in his career. He's had 8 in the past 2 seasons. As bad as things looked early, they looked great at the end. And a lot of guys made plays for him. Mariota, you know, is kind of fearless in those moments. He's been good in primetime contest as well. So I like what I have seen from him when the game was on the line. Now the Titans have got to figure out a way to do that consistently. And just being honest, I mean, I talk about this team needing to win the final four. You'll lump in this game against the Jets. That would give them a 5-game winning streak in the season. They have not played consistently 5 games in a row yet. So they're going to have to do something they haven't done at this point. I think this team's capable, but they're going to have to do it.
So you wrote about what Vrabel did up front with that offensive line, moving things around. You know, I just want to get your opinion on Luan and Conklin. They spent a ton of money on these two. How is it working out? I mean, are they all everything for the Titans and in terms of are they getting their money's worth?
Well, I mean, I think Conklin, and he admits it. I mean, he's coming off an ACL injury, missed the first part of the season. He couldn't work throughout the offseason, and he's having, you know, some difficulties adjusting, not only from a health standpoint, but also from a scheme standpoint, what's being asked of him. He hasn't played up to expectations so far. I still think he has it in him. I don't think he's forgotten how to play football. This is a guy that was an all-pro just a couple of years ago. But he has to settle down and play better. I think LaJuan would probably say the same thing. I mean, I think LaJuan has been solid for the most part this year. But I think you look at that group, the starting five, you know, has been a disappointment this season. They've allowed too many sacks. Mariota's been sacked, you know, I think it's now 38 times this season. You know, he's getting hit too much. The run game's been inconsistent. So the offensive line as a whole has to get better. And as you mentioned, Vrabel made some changes in the middle of the game against the Jets. It kind of remains to be seen what happens moving forward. But he thought it needed to be fixed enough where he was willing to move some guys around in the middle of the game.
So tell me about, you know, Derrick Henry's been real physical, pounding it for him, and he's had success against the Jaguars. Are they leaning more, giving Henry more work?
Well, I think he's earned more carries. Derrick Henry, and he'd be the first to tell you, wasn't very good at the start of the season. I thought he was tentative. I don't think he looked physical. I think, you know, he's hesitant to hit the hole at times, tried to bounce it outside. I like what he's done since the bye week when he's kind of lowered his shoulder. And he's hammered away. He scored five touchdowns in the last six games. He's been the better back, you know, compared to Deion Lewis in the past couple of weeks. So, you know, Matt LaFleur, Mike Vrabel have talked so much about rewarding guys who have played well. I think Derrick Henry's played well. They're not going to completely go away from Deion Lewis. You're still going to see both of them out there tomorrow night. But I think you're going to see Henry play. What's important for the Titans? They need to get a lead. I mean, playing catch up like that against the Jets doesn't put in a good situation to run the football. If the Titans can get a lead, you can start to see maybe them hammer away a little bit.
Jim Wyatt with Titans Online with us on the bench. Tell me about the defense against Fournette, who's coming back from that suspension for the fight in Buffalo.
Yeah, I mean, Fournette will have fresh legs. I mean, these Thursday games are tough because everybody's coming off a Sunday when your body's still recovering. One thing Fournette has going for him is he didn't play because of the fight. He hasn't played in six quarters. So he'll come in here, and I think the Titans expect them to run it. T.J. Yeldon's no slouch either. I mean, I think the Titans will see both of those guys. You know, we're not too far removed from a primetime game on Monday Night Football where the Titans were gassed by Lamar Miller and gave up, you know, almost 300 rushing yards. So they're going to have to play a lot better tomorrow night against the Jaguars. I think the Titans, you know, suspect they're going to see Jacksonville try to just hammer away throughout the game. And they better be ready to play some defense.
So tell me this, Jim Wyatt with us from Titans Online. The wide receivers, Davis, Taylor, and Sharp, how do you think they're going to do? I thought they looked good against the Jets. How do you think they're going to do against that, you know, talented Jag secondary with Big Mouth Ramsey?
Yeah, I mean, they have to be ready to play and be ready to be physical because, as you mentioned, I mean, Ramsey is a talker. He's physical. Him and Bouye, both of them are really good corners. I mean, they've got some history with the Titans. And, you know, Jacksonville's corners and their entire secondary will come in here and try to disrupt some of the things the Titans have been doing. And I really like what I saw out of the receivers this past weekend. You know, Davis with the touchdown catch. You know, Taywan Taylor got open on a couple of deep balls, had a 100-yard game. Tajay Sharp stepped up, made some big catches on one drive. Those guys have just got to keep doing what they've been doing. They can't get flustered by what Jacksonville tries to do to them. And the Titans have to rely on some of the tight ends as well. Anthony Firkser, a Harvard kid, has played well in recent weeks. Jonnu Smith, who had a big touchdown catch against the Texans on Monday Night Football the other night, he's going to have to be a part of it. The Titans have to rely on a lot of guys in the passing game to make the offense go.
So they like Vrabel? It seems that way.
I like Vrabel, and I think the players like him too. I mean, they respect him. He's done it before. He kind of knows what you know, when to kind of ease back, and he kind of knows when to push. And that's the thing now he's got to do is figure out a way to keep this team consistent and to play well week in and week out. He hasn't been able to figure that out yet. He says it himself. Man, it's been tough understanding how the Titans can go from looking so good against Dallas and looking so good against the Patriots and then looking so bad against Buffalo and Baltimore and Indy. I mean, they've got to figure out a way to do it on a consistent basis. And if they don't, then this is going to be a season to look back on. It's several games that kept them on the outside looking in. They do have a stretch of games coming up in December where they're probably going to be favored in a lot of these games. And they've got have to figure out a way to win when you're expected to win, and that's going to have to start tomorrow night against the Jaguars.
Yeah, no doubt. I'd like to see that game with the Colts, the last game that's in Smashville, be for a playoff wild card. I think that would make that game very delicious late in December. Jim Wyatt, Titans Online. Great stuff tonight on the Titans. Enjoy the game tomorrow night in Tennessee, Jacksonville, and the Titans 820. Thanks so much, Jim, for coming on the bench on CBS Sports Radio.
Appreciate you. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Jim Wyatt with Titans Online.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.